It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're going to check in with Eagle women's basketball and head coach Janet Raymer. Janet, Thanksgiving, kind of a different year for you guys at Thanksgiving. Weren't home having turkey. You were on the road and up in Alaska to play some basketball games, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But first of all, tell us about that Alaskan experience. What was it like for you to take your team to Fairbanks and have Thanksgiving holiday up there in Alaska?
It was definitely a traveling adventure. We were gone for about 7 days, and we left a little bit early because of the snow coming in. Had we left as scheduled, we wouldn't have made our flight in Denver. It was dark most of the time we were there. We could tell it was really pretty when it was light for the little bit of time we got to see it. We went to the North Pole and saw Santa's house and his reindeer and Mr. and Mrs. Claus. The Classic had a banquet for us, and so we had a Thanksgiving meal with the other teams that were there. We learned an Eskimo dance, which was terrible. We got to see a muskox. We got to eat some reindeer sausage. I don't think it was the same reindeer we saw.
Let's hope not. You know, we still have Christmas coming, so, you know, Santa's going to need those reindeer.
Yeah, exactly. We got to take in a hockey game while we were there. The University of Fairbanks has a hockey team, so we got to see them play. We had some long flights. We had a 3-hour and a 4-hour out and then back. So we had a lot of fun. It was a good bonding experience for our team. And then we still were able to focus on basketball and get some practices and film sessions in. So we were still able to do our jobs while we were out there, but we got to take in a little bit of activities as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sounds like you guys really had a chance to do an awful lot of things up there. How did this all kind of come together? How do you put together an event like going up to Alaska?
Well, it was something that kind of spurred in my mind after going to Texas a year ago, knowing that we were taking a longer trip and how excited the players got over that. I thought that it might be a nice thing for us to do each year. And a trip like Alaska, with being 3 exempt games, is once every 4 years is when it's allowed. And so we can't take a trip like that again for a few years, but I think next time I'll probably choose something like a Puerto Rico or Hawaii or somewhere else. This just happened to be the cheapest one that we could get on for the immediate. And then Coach Gerard did a lot for us in the planning piece of it, and so I was able to kind of take a lot of that off my plate and able to kind of focus on the games a little bit more. But something like this, they actually offer some money back and free hotels and some things. So it was something that I thought we could afford with a little bit of fundraising added to it. And to get 3 extra games is huge for us right now. Going into the RMAC, we want to have that experience. And so getting the regional challenge, getting this exempt, those are 5 extra games that some teams don't have. And for us, that was huge. So just the experience is what I wanted to give the kids, ultimately, when I originally had planned it. And so next year we fly out to Texas again, and then the year after that I want to try to come up with some sort of a trip. It's not going to be Alaska, but something with an experience.
Well, that's cool. I know players definitely would be excited for that, as you mentioned, to go to these other places, play some new teams, and get some of the basketball business done at the same time as a mini vacation to start your season. And the 3 games you played, you come out 1-2 in those games. The final game of the event was a blowout win over Converse, and I watched some of that on the live feed from Alaska during the Thanksgiving weekend. It was fun to watch your team play so well. What all came together in that Converse game that allowed the Lady Eagles to really have a sensational performance?
Well, we were shooting well, and we got some open shots that we were able to create. I think we were up by probably 24 at most, and I just thought we capitalized on their mistakes, and we didn't make a lot of mistakes. I believe we had 7 turnovers. For us, 7 turnovers is pretty minimal. I thought that we did a good job of communicating. I had challenged the team in the game before to have to communicate. I didn't give them a scout on purpose. We really had struggled. We really weren't playing well up there, and I thought we should have been able to go 3-0 is how I felt about the week. And we didn't get there, but I thought we absolutely progressed, and I thought we made some big strides in our communication. And our big thing right now is problem solving on the court. I can't take my whistle, and I can't take too many timeouts.
Yeah, right. And it's interesting to hear you say, Coach, that you didn't give them a scout on the other side for a game. Is that the first time that, as a head coach, you've gone with that kind of a strategy in just getting them to focus on themselves and not really worrying at all about what the opponent is going to do? We talked to other coaches, Jay Long in football and some of the other guys, and they always talk about let's focus on what we do well. Kind of sounds like you did that a little bit with the women's basketball team and focusing on yourselves.
We were focused on ourselves, but more so the communication, because you can go into a game knowing the scout, but you're going to have to make adjustments. So if somebody's shooting 30% from three and then all of a sudden they're shooting 50% from three on us, we better get out and guard. And we weren't doing that. We were kind of taking it for granted when somebody would go off and we weren't able to cover it up and we weren't able to adjust. And so I didn't want to give them anything so that they had no choice but to communicate it. I thought it helped us to realize what the problem was, and that's the first step. Figure out what the problem is, and then you can fix it. So I thought we took steps in that regard. And then we went back to a simple scout in the final game. And we had a game plan with that. And typically, we always have a game plan. And whether the kids know it or not, we come out with something. But I thought that part of that was just knowing the scout when we won. But at the same time, we were doing a little bit better problem solving on the court.
We've got more from Inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagle Sports Insider Dave Collins.
All right, we return with Coach Janet Raymer talking Eagle women's basketball tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Now that the Alaska trip is behind you and you start to look forward, let's go a little further than just this upcoming weekend before we talk about the matchups that you have to open conference play. The RMAC and the MIAA, it's always fun to think about getting these two rival kind of conferences together in events. Is it possible, number one, and if it is, would you be in favor of sort of like an RMAC-MIAA conference challenge kind of event every year? You know, right now the ACC, Big Ten, Division I men and women are doing that. What do you think about an RMAC-MIAA conference challenge?
You know, it sounds like a good idea, and it wouldn't be as much travel probably, but we already have a conference challenge where we play the Texas teams, and it happens that we're in the South Central region, and you have to play within your region outside of your conference for those to be exempt games. And the MIAA is in the South region, so we wouldn't technically be able to do a conference challenge with them. But we could do, so it wouldn't be exempt, but if we were to do just a tournament, that would be allowed. And right now, I mean, we both have UNK on our schedule. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind putting Wayne on there. But as far as a conference challenge, it wouldn't probably be beneficial for us just because we would be looking for two more games to try to schedule. And right now, typically I try to get at least one game with them already.
Yeah, it's fun to have UNK on in that home and home alternating every year with the men's and women's, and that might be more for the fans' enjoyment, that RMAC-MIAA thing, as opposed to what you said and what you can get out of games that are already on your slate. I think it's kind of cool to know that at least it could be possible. There's some teams in the MIAA I wouldn't mind seeing CSC go up against and taking down. As we continue with Janet Raymer here tonight, and let's get a little more short-term and immediate in the focus now. Janet, you have your RMAC opening weekend coming up next. We're going to start on Friday night with Colorado Christian. Then on Saturday, you've got Regis. What do you make up of the matchups beginning conference play with CCU and Regis coming up this weekend?
We're very excited. I think it's two winnable games. It's interesting to see the RMAC teams change year to year. Both coaches return. But CCU only has four returners and Regis has five returners. And I just think that they're going to look a little bit different this year. I definitely think that we could come out with a win if we're if we solve all of our problems. It's kind of funny to me because just problem solving in general is kind of what our problem is lately. Mm-hmm. And defense has been what we're working on most right now, just holding people down a little bit. We were letting teams get away from us in our preseason games, and I think that if we can hold a team down in the 65 to no higher than 65, we should be able to win a lot of games. I think CCU and Regis are both teams that fall in that category.
Talking about problem solving and improving communication, one of the players that comes back this year is Jory Peters as a sophomore guard, and a player who could probably help you solve a lot of those issues. Her assist to turnover ratio, I noticed, already improved from last year. Do you feel like Jory's becoming a better player out there on the floor and could be a key to you getting some of those things taken care of as you move into conference play?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think that Jory is learning the game better. She's understanding her role a little bit more, and she has better ball control. The assist-to-turnover ratio is definitely considered, it's the ball control that has helped her. She's understanding what's expected of her and maybe what can happen on the court. You know, she's not forcing things. She's understanding what her role is so that she's not necessarily trying to do too much. And when she has to step up, she is. I think she's doing a good job.
Coach Janet Raymer with us here tonight. And Coach, as we just finish up here today on the show, looking ahead at the matchups, do you feel like second half scoring is going to be something big for your team to carry through in the third and the fourth quarter? I know some recent games, that first quarter has kind of been a bugaboo for you offensively as well. But in some of the matchups we've seen and earlier in the season, it's a great start for the first quarter, but then you look at the quarter scoring in the latest stats, and it seems like things maybe tail off a little bit at the end. What have you talked about with your team to try and finish that second half out strong?
We've talked about the urgency, not being satisfied with just the first half, and at times I feel like we've gone into the locker room and we're just satisfied, and the game's only halfway through. And so we've talked about that. I've changed some of the subbing that we do in the second half and getting subs in quicker. We just have to stay hungry during that second half of the game, third quarter in particular. And I think that the urgency, if we can fix that problem, and it's not just a problem then, but it really shows in that quarter where we're just maybe not on our toes, we're not ready to shut people down, because that's when they're going on a run and it's like we're on our heels a little bit. So the urgency and just having that hunger to really put a team away.
Coach, do you remember when you were a player in the locker room at halftime and you had a lead or you'd played a good competitive first half and close, and how that feeling was in the stomach of that that desire to go out and really finish and get it done in the third and fourth quarter? For you, it was the second half at that time before the rules change, obviously, but do you kind of tap back into some of that stuff you remember thinking about when you were a player here?
Well, it was a really long time ago, so I do have a hard time remembering some of it, but I remember having a desire to play every possession, you know, and I remember having an embarrassment if we got beat on a possession or somebody backdoored you or they got an open shot. And the urgency, I felt like as a player, it wasn't hard to have. And I think the game has changed a little bit and the way we look at it with AAU. And, you know, back then in high school, I probably had like 15 games in a season, and now they have, I don't know, probably 50 games in a season, and so I think there's a lot that's changed, and so I think the urgency sometimes is a result.
Interesting stuff as always, Coach. Great to get your insights on situations and the team, and checking in with you on CSC Women's Basketball. Looking forward to the broadcasts this weekend. CSC taking on CCU Friday and Regis on Saturday. And glad to hear you guys had a great time up there in Alaska and got a lot out of the trip both on and off the floor. Coach Janet Raymer with us tonight. Janet, thanks as always.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.